Crypto wipes 2.7B in shorts as Bitcoin rips, 22% in a week. A three-day squeeze cleared roughly $2.7 billion in short positions across crypto markets as Bitcoin climbed back toward its 2025 highs, according to figures shared by analyst account Coin Bureau on August 22, 2026. The move flushed traders who had bet on a decline, and it came just days after the opposite trade blew up a wave of overleveraged longs. Bitcoin traded at $77,285 as of August 22nd, down a fraction over the prior 24 hours, but up 22.67% on the week, per CoinMarketCap data. The weekly gain is the number that matters here. Positions built for a falling market do not survive a fast 22% climb, and the forced buying that closes those shorts tends to push the price higher still, pulling in the next layer of stops. The mechanics behind a 2.7B flush. A short liquidation is not a discretionary exit. When a leveraged short loses enough that its collateral no longer covers the position, the exchange closes it automatically by buying back the asset at market. Each of those forced buys adds demand on top of whatever rally triggered it. In a crowded short book, one liquidation feeds the next, and the cascade can run for hours. That reflexive loop is why the tally reached 2.7 billion and 172 hours, rather than bleeding out slowly. It also explains the both sides framing in the original post. Earlier in the month, $1.74 billion in short liquidations hit the tape in a single stretch, and a separate spike had cleared longs when Bitcoin dropped $2,000 intraday. Leverage does not care which direction you picked. It punishes whoever is offside when volatility arrives. XRP led the majors higher. The squeeze was not confined to Bitcoin. XRP rose 6.77% over 24 hours to 1.48 and is up 47.72% on the week, the strongest weekly move among large caps as of August 20 soon. Ether held flat on the day at $2,427 but carried a 28.93% weekly gain. Solana added 2.7% to $94.28 and BNB rose 2.54% to $696.73. Broad strength across the majors, rather than a single asset spike, is what turns a rally into a liquidation event. When every large cap is green, short books that were hedged across several tokens take losses everywhere at once, and there is no offsetting winner to fund the margin call. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 76, firmly in greed territory. Readings that high often mark stretch positioning in both directions. Bulls pressing gains with leverage, and contrarian bears stacking shorts into strength. Both get tested when the tape moves fast. The cost of being on the wrong side of leverage. For anyone using leverage, the past week is a plain lesson in position sizing. A short that looked reasonable at the start of the month was underwater by 22% on Bitcoin alone before funding costs. The traders who got liquidated did not necessarily have the wrong thesis. Many simply carried too much size to survive the path. This is also where the gap between trading and spending shows up. A liquidation cascade only touches leveraged derivatives positions. Money sitting in a spot wallet or loaded onto a stablecoin-funded card does not get forced closed when Bitcoin moves 22%. For users who want crypto exposure without margin call risk, holding assets in self-custody and spending from a stablecoin balance sidesteps the mechanic entirely. The trade-off is obvious. No leverage means no amplified upside either. There is a second-order effect worth watching. Sharp squeezes often reset funding rates and open interest, clearing out the froth that built up during the prior move. That can set a cleaner base, but it can just as easily reload in the other direction within days. The August tape has already flipped from long liquidations to short liquidations inside 2 weeks.